Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. At least one person is dead and a number of others, including children, were injured after a car drove into an emergency room in Austin, Texas.
A mass casualty incident has now been declared in Austin County after a vehicle drove into the emergency room at St. David's North Austin Medical Center. Command is reporting 10 patients for transport with CPR in progress on one. People are being told to avoid the area. Numerous emergency crews are on scene.
ABC's Alex Stone. The House voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas 214 to 213 over what Republicans claim is his failure to enforce border and immigration laws. He's only the second cabinet member impeached since the Secretary of War in 1876. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is sending more National Guard soldiers to Texas to help Governor Greg Abbott control illegal crossings into the U.S. Stocks fell today, the Dow down more than 500 points. This is ABC News. The White House says there's still work to do on inflation.
The White House is now railing against what it calls shrinkflation, the old idea of supermarket products containing smaller quantities at the same prices. President Biden made a social media video about it.
Bag of chips is fewer chips.
Biden economic advisor Jared Bernstein.
We see what some of these companies are doing, and we're going to take action to push back against it.
Bernstein says beyond public pressure, those actions include a legal push for greater competition in the meat and poultry sectors and an increase in SNAP benefits for lower-income Americans. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Nearly two-thirds of Jews in the U.S. say they feel less secure than they did a year ago. That's according to a new national survey from the advocacy group American Jewish Committee, conducted just as the Israel-Hamas war started. It also finds a quarter of American Jews say they've been the target of anti-Semitism in the past year. Stocks tumbled today, the Dow closing down more than 500 points. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wow, that's hot.
Honey, what are you doing?
The Madison market is hot right now. I think we should sell.
You're looking too?
Who's that top 10 team with the best results?
The Aaron Weber Group. I heard they can get us the best price. They're constantly updating their market reports and can give us an instant property value quote.
It says here, easy and convenient virtual or in-person meetings. I know what I'm getting you for Valentine's Day. A new home.
Oh, baby, that is hot.
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wayhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the legislature Tuesday afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill and that would effectively close the maps lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. The new maps would place 6 incumbent state senators and 15 state representatives in the same district ahead of this fall's elections. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Mayor Beth Witzel-Bell is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks with another win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 112-95 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis with 36 points to lead Milwaukee. The Bucks improving their defense. It's the first time this season they've held opponents to under 100 points in back-to-back games. Doc Rivers.
Just steady progress, believing in your D, trusting it, clarifying it. Don Shula, you know, if you ever read his book, he always talked about the fastest player is the one that doesn't have to think. And the more we can get our guys to know exactly what we're doing, they can play at full speed. Simplify so we can play with fire.
Baseball pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, talked about a roster without pitchers like Corbin Burns or Brandon Woodruff.
And we're kidding ourselves to think that this thing's going to be decided on paper because we lost Burns and Woodruff. And, you know, it's getting the guys to understand that, you know, if you want to make it happen, it starts with you.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, some sun early, then clouds increasing in the afternoon, high in the mid-40s. Some rain developing tomorrow night, changing to snow overnight, an inch or so by Thursday morning. Some sun in mid-30s by Thursday afternoon. It's 28 degrees right now.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Henry Cutter gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Heini Kadigi Wina, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon, supporting news from Natives themselves at Native Roots Radio on Patreon.
Awesome powwow. I saw you at the powwow this weekend at Enda Young. Saw the Lieutenant Governor and her crew. And a lot of, it's so funny, Haley, it's a lot different. You go to a Minneapolis powwow, you see certain people, then you go to a St. Paul powwow, and it's like a whole different group of people.
It's that's fun. So true.
It's crazy. It was a big crowd and a great celebration, 25 years of, that's the 25th anniversary of their powwow, which is crazy exciting.
Yeah, the children's powwow, the Cherish the Children's powwow, and it was beautiful and great turnout, ton of vendors and lots of friends, so it was a good time.
Hey, we got a jam-packed show. We got Nancy Bolio on later, and we also have Rachel Banks Cup Chow, and I hope I said that right, Rachel. I can see in the bullpen she's smiling, but I'm not sure. We'll be corrected in soon, but hey, before we get to Rachel, we got an update from our friend and your friend, my friend and your friend, and the state's friend, our friend, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan.
Buju, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan back with another update from the Minnesota State Capitol. This month, Governor Walz and I are spreading a not-so-fun but super important message to Minnesotans. File your taxes. We're trying to get the word out because this tax season is unlike any other in our state's history, thanks to our new nation-leading child tax credit. This is a program that alone is expected to cut child poverty by a third in our state. And there are nearly 300,000 Minnesota families, over 500,000 kids, who are eligible for this tax cut. And we want to help 100% of eligible families benefit, especially our Native families. And it only requires filling out one extra form when you file your taxes. This goal might sound ambitious, but I believe we can and must spread the word to get it done. Tax season can be stressful, tedious, and confusing, but we're going to change that this year. There are over 170 free volunteer tax preparation sites that are ready and excited to help you in person or online to file your taxes and save you money through programs like the Child Tax Credit. And even if you aren't legally required to file taxes, you can still be eligible for the Child Tax Credit. Or if you've never filed before, this is the year to start. Growing up, it was programs like this that helped my family survive, so I understand how important it is that Minnesotans receive the support that they need and, frankly, that they deserve. That extra $1,000 can make a world of difference for families when there's a flat tire, emergency medical bill, or when your kiddo's shoe size go up from 5 to a 7 in 2 months. And I say that speaking from experience. So Native Roots listeners, file your taxes before April 15th and encourage your friends, siblings, parents, grandparents, and relatives to do the same. And if you're unsure if you're eligible, ask your local volunteer preparer or check the Minnesota Department of Revenue's website. Ultimately, we want to save families money and make life easier here in Minnesota. And that's up to $1,750 per child with no limit on the amount of children that you could receive. So check it out. Another way Governor Walz and I are working to help families save money is through our proposal eliminating the burden of medical debt that we announced on February 9th. This package would ban medical debt from impacting credit scores, lower medical debt interest rates from 8% to 0%, and ban withholding medical services due to unpaid debt, among many other things. These are powerful, life-changing policies that we are ready to make state law in 2024. Medical debt is a common barrier between Minnesotans and financial, food, and housing security. From my own medical history to childbirth to watching my parents incur medical costs in their final years of life, I know that it adds up fast. And there's no reason for these often unexpected or unpredictable costs should burden you so heavily for the rest of your life. That's why I'm proud to promise Minnesotans that we are going to fight hard to take this weight off your shoulders. We want to support families in building wealth and feeling secure because, as we know as Minnesotans, we all do better when we all do better. And to top off this proposal, the governor and I
did we lose Lieutenant Governor?
I think we did.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no.
She was just getting warmed up there. So, hey, we got Rachel on. Why don't we get Rachel on the show here and give a big hello, Rachel. How's it going?
Hey, Rachel.
Bonjour. Nice to see you, Robert. Nice to see you, Haley.
Yes. Hey, for all our listening audience all over Turtle Island, we do Facebook Live and YouTube, so it's always fun to say good to see you because you get to see us and we don't have to bring our guests into the studio. How are you doing and how are you holding up?
You know, I can't complain. Feeling good. I did my cold water plunge this morning, so you know how I do.
Yeah, I know. And I was going to, can we talk a little bit about that? We got about 5 minutes left in the segment and then maybe get into something else the next segment. But I know you and a group of women go out there and do that, go into the cold water, and it's very healing and healthy. Can you tell our audience a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is my fourth winter doing that. And I couldn't imagine life now without it. You know, the list of health benefits is very long. I say that it's kind of the cure-all for everything, from reducing inflammation, increasing circulation, boosting immunity, metabolism. It helps with sleep, you know, pretty much like everything. So if you have a physical ailment, get in the water. It really helps. It also is a good reset for the parasympathetic nervous system. So if you have any kind of anxiety or, you know, depression issues, it helps with that too. So I would say that's a lot of people. So
yeah, we have a guest from Michigan who does that too. And it was really funny, Rachel. Matter of fact, I'm sorry, Rachel, introduce yourself to our audience here. I'm like jumping in talking like everybody knows.
No, that's cool. No, I tend to just get excited to talk about something and jump right in too. But bonjour, I'm Rachel Banks Kupcho. I'm from the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. So right now I am transitioning in my work, but I am a school board director for Richfield Public Schools, which I love, love, love. I am in the third year of my 4-year term, and it's hard work, but it's incredible work. And I have a daughter who is in seventh grade at Richfield Middle School. And I'm just really grateful that, you know, I had the ability to run and serve. So, you know, it's one of those difficult jobs to do, just in that, you know, there's so much kind of behind the scenes stuff that takes place that people are unaware of. But it's so many decisions get made at the local level that people just really aren't aware of. So yes, it's just, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I see you all over the community, and I can't wait for the next segment here to dive in deeper. Get it? You know, polar plunge, dive in deeper. See what. Yeah, I'm a professional.
Here all night, folks.
Yeah. Ba-dum boom. Wait a minute. I think I might even have that. Yeah, there it is. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm here with Rachel Banks and Cup Chow. And we are going to be talking a little politics and a little what else she does. But also, we got a big event tomorrow I'd like to pick your brain about. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hey, if you're like a lot of people, you're probably relieved that the holiday celebrations are over. But there's one thing that might stay with us from the holidays besides all those gifts, and that's COVID-19. Numbers from COVID are going up as we spend more time inside. And Native Americans are seeing even bigger case spikes. With all the indoor celebrations over the holidays, you may have unknowingly been exposed to someone with COVID-19. That's why it's important to stay vigilant. If you notice any symptoms like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, take an at-home test. They're still free and can be ordered at sayyeshometest.org. If you do test positive, you're eligible for free treatment, and no health insurance is required. Visit health.state.mn.us to connect with providers and receive your treatment. Let's make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic, or NAC, on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
I love it. They do honor health and tradition. Hey, we're here with Rachel Banks Cup Chow. And am I saying your last name right?
For the most part. There's no W on the end. It's just Cup Cho.
Oh, good one.
It's okay. It happens all the time.
Well, yeah, but I'm a radio professional.
I've been called worse, so.
Yeah, we won't get into that. So, school board, a lot of big decisions to make. Thank you for a big Pinigigi for being there for our young ones, and representation is so huge, and that's just awesome. Hey, we got a parade tomorrow, and I know I'll see you tomorrow because I see you in the community all the time.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah. I was adopted as an infant, and so didn't grow up with any of my relatives or in the community. And I started working in the community in 2000, and I started at the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. And so, you know, everything, like all of my jobs and, you know, relationships and everything is, you know, that's all stuff that I sought out and built on my own. And I was reunified with my birth mother and family in 2011. So it's really, it's been a journey for me all these years. And I've been really grateful for all the people that I've encountered along the way.
Well, yeah, and you're like, I've encountered you. You are in the community, and it's always great to see your smiley face, whether it's seeing A Tribe Called Red or, you know, something somber like, you know, at Bidet Makaska, you know, early in the morning after you guys already did your swim.
There you go.
That's you guys, you know, Rachel?
Pardon?
Up there at the sunrise ceremony?
Yeah. My friends and I dipped before the sunrise ceremony.
Wow. I might have to reach out and maybe do that with you next year.
Well, we still dip. I mean, we dip every day. So
every day you're there?
Yeah. Not at Bidet Makaska. We dip at Harriet, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Harriet's not as
true. The time I'm not in the water is summer because the water is too warm at that point for me.
Oh, interesting. And yeah, that's very interesting. So we're going to be in Minneapolis tomorrow. There's going to be speeches. There's going to be testimonies and people that are still looking for people. And the MMIWR, it's a somber a get together, I guess, is what I could say. And there's good speech, good people, very large. And I remember last year it was very icy and snowy and raining. And it sounded like earlier from the weather from the station, it sounds like it might be snowing a little bit tomorrow. I didn't hear that. Boo.
What? Oh, I don't check the weather. I'm like, you know, I always just show up somewhere. So. It's going to do what it's going to do.
Yeah. Well, it's a somber thing, right, Rachel? I mean.
Yeah. Well, I had a cousin who was murdered. And so, you know, this is it's personal, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone knows somebody who is missing or murdered. I mean, you know, this is obviously an epidemic in our community. And so this isn't like a rare thing for anybody. It hits very close to home. So having lost a cousin, this is.
Well, as an adoptee also, I'm an adoptee. We were missing too. And in a strange kind of way, we were missing for a long time. And, it sounds like your story is similar to mine. You've come back to community in a strong and good way. And, you know, that's all we can do.
Exactly. You know, when I met one of my aunts, she lives in Arizona, and we were having dinner. And one of the things that she said to me is, you know, Rachel, we always knew that you would come home. And that just hit me in a really, you know, profound way, because I thought, my gosh, like so often, like people don't think about the extended family and how they're affected by, you know, someone's removal or being adopted out. And the ripple effects are definitely felt, and it's very impactful for the extended family, the community, and whatnot. So
no, that's a really good point. I don't know if you know much of my story, but I used to be a high school teacher, and one of my favorite students from, she graduated like in 2000, ended up being my full cousin. And I met my Gaga, my grandma, during Multicultural Fest, making fry bread. And of course, in those days I was single, so I was like always begging for food. So I had a discussion with her, and my Gaga had a couple, my aunt and uncle, when the internet came out, to look for me. So it's just a crazy circle like you're talking about, coming back. And then my native name is Distant Thunder.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I mean, I was like amongst relatives all this while, you know, that I'd been working in the community.
Yeah.
I mean, my grandmother was best friends with Franny Fairbanks and they would have lunch together every day. And I was working at the Indian Center and I would run downstairs to ask Franny a question and she would be sitting with my grandmother and I'd be like, so sorry to interrupt Franny, like blah, 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 blah. And that was my grandmother sitting there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a small world. And yep. I mean, I was a teacher on the east side of St. Paul, and a lot of my relatives are from the east side of St. Paul. I was amongst my people and didn't know it.
Yeah, I think Dega, I think too, I think your adopted family growing up in St. Paul, I think you were just blocks growing up away from where my Jaji, my dad and his brother grew up.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to talk about that after the show. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a small world.
Yeah.
It really is. And it almost doesn't even matter like where you are in the country too. Like you make these connections all over the place, you know, having worked for the National Indian Child Welfare Association in Portland, like I have like learned like all of these connections all over the place, you know, the executive director there had made a lot of connections here in Minnesota. And he was like, okay, like you need to talk to so-and-so because I've worked with so-and-so and, you know, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like really there's connection everywhere. Really?
Yeah. Well, and then Haley, who's my chujunk, my niece, you know, we've just gotten together the last few years and met, and now she's the producer of Native Roots Radio.
I love it.
Now we talk every day.
Oh, that's so great. Way. It's so great.
Yeah, and so it's a small circle, and, you know, yeah, and I was always like yourself with work. I was always drawn towards Indian Ed and the people there too. So, just thinking about that and thinking about what you were doing for work before you found your family. Jeez.
Yeah, and when I met, you know, when I found like my birth mother, you know, she was doing very similar work in, you know, 5 hours away, and I just thought, wow, like. It's crazy how connected we could be without even having known each other all of these years. Like there's just that nature, like connection. You just really can't like say enough like about that. Like I know there's a lot to be said for nurture, but you can't fight nature either. So.
Yeah. It's funny. I came back 10 years ago and, immediately, people said I stood like Uncle Marty. you know what I mean? It was like, huh? You know? Mm-hmm. And then Haley says that I kind of stand like her dad, too.
Yeah. Well, I think you have the face,
I mean,
too.
I learned, like, this nose here. This is a Banks nose. Like, you know, there were so many things that I couldn't account for until I actually came face-to-face, like, with my relatives. And I was like, oh, yeah, I come by that very honestly, or, you know.
Yeah.
It was
so
nice.
are you related to Dennis Banks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's
Dennis
cool.
is my uncle.
Crazy.
Wow. So Dennis and my grandmother are siblings.
Okay. Wow.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
So what is your daughter? How old's your daughter?
She's 13.
So what does she think about all this?
Well, it was great because she was only 13 months old when I reunified with my mother. So she has always known.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
I like that reunified. Write that down, Haley, because you know I'm going to forget that word.
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
I like
so
that.
So that's what I wanted. I knew like once I was like getting ready to have her that I wanted to be able to answer the questions that inevitably were going to come because I don't look like Nana and Papa. So how do we have those discussions? And, you know, I was lucky to not only just have the information, I had the relationship with her. And yeah. So Mika has just always known who I came from. So.
Wow, Rachel, we're gonna have to do an adoption show here and get another person on. This is really interesting. I had no idea. Wow. Yeah. Wow, yeah. You learn a lot here on Native Roots Radio. Hey, even when you don't try to. Oh, hey, Rachel, I'll see you tomorrow. Big Pini Gigi, thank you for stopping in. We got to do this again. There's a lot to talk about, and I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Have a great night.
You too. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Up next.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. At least one person is dead and a number of others, including children, were injured after a car drove into an emergency room in Austin, Texas.
A mass casualty incident has now been declared in Austin County after a vehicle drove into the emergency room at St. David's North Austin Medical Center. Command is reporting 10 patients for transport with CPR in progress on one. People are being told to avoid the area. Numerous emergency crews are on scene.
ABC's Alex Stone. The House voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas 214 to 213 over what Republicans claim is his failure to enforce border and immigration laws. He's only the second cabinet member impeached since the Secretary of War in 1876. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is sending more National Guard soldiers to Texas to help Governor Greg Abbott control illegal crossings into the U.S. Stocks fell today, the Dow down more than 500 points. This is ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has lost nearly 18% of its bus drivers over the past two decades. The Wisconsin Policy Forum found that there were around 14,000 licensed bus drivers in 2022. That's about 3,000 fewer drivers than in 2007. They say that an aging workforce is causing the decline, and it's likely to get worse in the coming years as more drivers decide to retire. Governor Evers says conditions are improving in Wisconsin prisons. Evers partially lifted lockdowns in November that had been in place since spring. The lockdowns happened because prisons are short-staffed. Evers recently visited the state prison in Green Bay.
Is everything perfect there? Absolutely not. Are people doing the best they can under the circumstances? Absolutely, yes.
Evers tells WISN-TV's Up Front that more people are training to be prison guards since the state raised the pay last summer. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at CivicMedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, some sun early, then clouds increasing in the afternoon, high in the mid-40s. Some rain developing tomorrow night, changing to snow overnight, an inch or so by Thursday morning. Some sun in mid-30s by Thursday afternoon. It's 28 degrees right now.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected, and it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I am your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, really excited to have our friend Nancy Bolio up there in the deep north, we like to call it, checking in. And great to hear from you, Nancy. How are you doing?
I am actually doing great, Robert. And, you know, it's been a good minute since I've been on the show. So it's always a pleasure to be here and, you know, let our listeners know what's going on, you know, here in the awesome north part of Minnesota. So again, I'm Nancy Bolio, formerly of Minnesota 350, and just recently started our new org. You know, the work still continues, and we're kind of moving at a turtle pace, though, right now. Family first. I had some mental health issues with a family member that I had to deal with, and so sometimes you just need to put the busy aside and deal with your well-being and your family and making sure that you're pouring from a full cup and not a half a cup. And, you know, I'd be the first person to say, you know, it's okay to have to step back and, you know, get a breath of fresh air and navigate through some of those challenges in life, because again, you can't pour from half a cup, and it's important that we show up, you know, kind of balanced and with a lot of good energy. So yeah, that's kind of where I've been, Robert.
Right on. And well, we're really excited to have you on and check in. I know a lot of people love when you come on the show, so it's great that you can spend a little time with us. And what is happening up in the north? I've seen some posts about sugar bushing. Some people are doing it too early. Some people aren't. What have you heard about tapping the trees here with this inclement global warming weather?
Right. That's a good thing to talk about today. Well, for sugar bushing, I think, you know, we need a lot more, you know, that snowfall, some moisture to give the trees a drink of water, because they too, the maple trees, the man tree, the spirit tree, they saved our people back a long time ago from starvation. So it's our turn to kind of give that back, Robert, making sure that we're taking care of them because they took care of us. So without the right amount of snowfall, I don't think it's a good idea to be tapping this year, because the trees have been through a drought the last few years, and they too need water just like we do. So all living things need time to heal, and I think we need to respect our maple trees and do just that and step back for a year and let them, you know, heal and be strong just as well. And we made a decision the other day, Robert, we are not going to sugar bushes here. So I'm kind of brokenhearted over that, because there's a really good sense of community in sugar bush, and there's, you know, good medicine there and teachings and, you know, kindred folks. It's always a place to be. It's a place of healing. And again, a place where we can build on resiliency and understand, you know, what our purpose is here in our community. So it's more than just the sugar bushing itself. It's the sense of community and coming together.
Yeah, so I guess would you suggest people, because believe it or not, here in the cities, the Twin Cities, I have neighbors that have already tapped their trees, and I guess is there a place where people can go to and get the correct information if this is good or bad? I thought of you right away, and then I think I saw a post on Facebook about not tapping them this year. So is there any kind of message out there that people can go to, and or a place where people can go to and know that it's not a good thing to do this year?
Well, actually, I shared something on my page just the other day. And, you know, I think when these people are sharing these kind of posts about, you know, the importance of not sugar bushing, I think we need to take heed and follow those instructions. Because again, you know, we can, you know, go out and do it, but then again, we have to remember that everything is living and everything needs healing. So again, we have to have respect for all living things and not put our greed and our selfishness ahead of, you know, the healing of the plants. And I think that's what people are doing, is thinking for themselves and not thinking for the trees. So actually, there's a link here, Robert, and I'm gonna share it to you, and maybe you could share it on the feed in our chat.
Mm-hmm. Haley's got her fingers ready here, I see.
Mm-hmm. I would not. Yeah, I just shared it to your messaging and your phone, so I would be sure to share that. But again, just give it a chance to heal. You know, sometimes things don't happen when we want them to happen. Like, you know, I remember trying to go out and picking blueberries when it was a drought. It was really disheartening, and we knew, you know, that those plants were in crisis, and just to let them be and let them heal. And I think, again, let's put human needs last and put nature first, Rob. And that's what people forget, that connection, that we're all connected. And if we don't take care of each other, we're not taking care of anything. And that's, you know, what we really like about our thinking at our new org. And for those of you that don't know who we are, again, we are the Anishinaabe Treaty Keepers here in northern Minnesota. The name of our new org is Anishinaabe Onji. No, excuse me, Robert. I screwed that up.
Oh.
Ndazi Onji Anishinaabe We Young. And that translates to where the Anishinaabe go to be themselves. And again, those are places like the sugar bush, you know, rice camps. Things that are traditional to who we are, and that's on or off the reservation. Because again, those treaties, they include ceded territory. Ceded territory is land that we gave up our rights to, but we never surrendered our inherent right to hunt, fish, gather, and occupy in those lands. So as we've seen in our sugar bush last year, we were a perfect example of how we can show up without, you know, permit. Because again, we don't need a permit to exercise who we are. Our culture, and we're never going to give that up. So again, I think it's important that people understand that we can do these things, but do them in a good way, Robert, and respect, you know, nature, because without nature, we don't exist. We are nature.
Exactly. We've been discussing for a long time, Haley and I and our guests been discussing what COVID has done to our mental health, and people with mental challenges have, you know, the focuses have changed, and now we're kind of suffering from that. What is your input on mental health for us natives across Turtle Island?
Wow, that's another good question. You know, I have a family member that has mental health, actually a couple of them, but one more severe than the other one, and I see how the system here, especially in northern Minnesota, and I'm going to name, you know, Sanford Mental Health part of the culprit here, because these systems have been set up to fail us. And again, when you look at the treaty, healthcare is a guaranteed right for us. And again, they throw us peanuts and say we did our job and we're out here suffering. So my experience with my family member has really opened my eyes and my heart to the system and how it's failing, you know, our native population mostly, you know, because I see it. I'm in Indian country here, and I see the homelessness, the statistics, and the addictions, and nothing is working. And so what I did in my experience is I identified some issues, some solutions, and a path forward. And we have all these institutions recognizing what Ms. Bolio is speaking about is right. We failed these people, but you know what? We're not going to undo what we did. We're only going to try to do better. And when they think better, better is not enough. We need to do more. And we need to start looking out for each other and start talking more about mental health, because you know what? There is no shame in mental health. The world is cruel and some of us have been traumatized. And I think when we start addressing those triggers, those things that hold us back, I think we can find more stability in our mental health well-being. And Robert, that's my new front line now is mental health. And I'm kind of new to it, but I think I've been showing up in a lot of good spaces already. And I am so determined to continue to have these conversations and not walk away from it. Because again, if you're given a voice, use it. Even if your voice shakes, use it, Robert. We got to start speaking to these, you know, issues that really define our well-being. And when it's not working, we got to find ways where we learn to take care of each other. Because when we take care of each other, we take care of ourselves, we take care of our community, and we find that sense of connection and a path forward that works. And so that's my new mission, Robert, mental health and protecting the earth, I guess.
Well, that's awesome. And Haley has got a ticker going across on our Facebook Live and YouTube. Haley, do you mind reading off the text or the call and an action for our listeners?
Yeah, no problem. Well, anytime that we talk about mental health on Native Roots Radio, which is always very important, I like to remind our listeners that culturally specific care is out there for Natives. So this is a Strong Hearts Native helpline. They are free, confidential, all over Turtle Island. You can call, text them, chat online. It's 24/7. This is Strong Hearts Native helpline. You can call them at 1-844-7-NATIVE, that's 762-8483, or chat online at www.strongheartshelpline.org.
Yeah, and, you know, I feel like, too, Nancy, it's important for the caregivers, too, to also reach out, because it's a heavy lift for everybody, including the person suffering, but also the person that's helping. That's hard.
It is, you know, to be honest, I'm a mama bear caregiver, and it's my children that have mental health issues, and it's because of, you know, this cruel world that we live in. But, you know, some of the biggest challenge that I see right now is HIPAA, you know, the privacy laws and things like that. So when we have mental health, one of the symptoms is denial. So some of these people will say, I'm feeling fine, I don't need this, I don't need that, and they're allowed to walk away. So my experience with my family member, with my son, most importantly, was I was told that your son says he's fine and we can't treat him. So I looked at them point blank, Robert, and said, you know what, in our way, in Anishinaabe way, we don't care if our sons are 19, 29, 39, 49. We don't just walk away. We always will take care of our cubs, right? Robert, I mean, that's what parents do. So what I'm trying to instill in these institutions currently is that your colonized framework doesn't work for all cultures, because there's no way that I'm going to allow my son to walk out that door, become homeless and a statistic and dead on the street. And I'm not going to let you do that neither. So that's the conversation I'm having now, is respecting our culture. And how do Anishinaabe see what healing looks like? What does that mean to us? And how do we take those steps to provide that healing for our people? So it's important, Robert. Let's keep talking about this.
Absolutely. Hey, Nancy, always great to talk to you. We always have great conversation. And take care up there. And the deep north is pretty deep. And we always appreciate you coming on.
All right. Be good for having me.
This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. And we'll be right back after this short message.
Stay with us.
As we pack away the ornaments and bid farewell to the holiday season, it's time to unwrap the gift that keeps on giving, getting protected by a COVID-19 vaccination. This is your chance to make a difference, especially as our Native communities face higher COVID numbers. Those higher numbers underscore the need for collective action. So answer the call and get vaccinated. The latest vaccines are not just authorized, but they're proven effective against the current variants. This is extra protection, even if you've already had previous vaccines, since previous vaccines will eventually wear off. Plus, the new shots are FDA approved for ages 6 months and up. A COVID vaccine is not just a shot. It's a pledge to safeguard the wisdom and stories handed down by our elders. So join the movement, get vaccinated, and make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune into Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Philip Anthony, the host of the Downright Upright Show, which is on the air on Saturdays at 5 p.m. I personally want to thank you for supporting my show and for supporting AM 950. So in turn, we want to celebrate you by dedicating February as Listener Appreciation Month. All month long, we will be giving away prizes to our listeners and creating ways to better connect with you. Follow AM 950 social media accounts for chances to win. So join us by making February fantabulous.
Hey, Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Ooh, that was a weird howl from me.
We were in harmony there.
Yeah, but I couldn't hold the note. It kind of changed different notes.
I know, we got to change it up.
That was a skill, but I didn't try to do it, so yeah. So great show. And Haley, we let's get talk a little bit about the march tomorrow and just give people information out there that's listening all over Turtle Island. I know there's a lot of other MMIWR things happening in schools and in the state here, but this is a big thing. I like met a lot of interesting people over the years. Bernie Sanders' wife was there during the election a few years ago, and there's always some there's a lot of people and schools show up to this, and let people know what I'm mumbling about again here.
So we're talking about the 2024 Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives March, which is taking place this year on Valentine's Day, I guess you could say, February 14th, which is tomorrow, Wednesday. And this will be taking place at the East Phillips Community and Cultural Center in Minneapolis. Speakers start at 11 a.m. The march begins at noon. It is free and open to the public, so we really, really would appreciate just seeing all of our allies, our listeners. If you see us, come up and say hi. We need a lot of people out here for the support. Please wear red. Again, everyone is welcome. Speakers will be starting at 11. There will be lunch, informational tables, and a whole lot more. So come hang out with us tomorrow, and let's bring let's just bring a platform and raise awareness about our missing and murdered Indigenous relatives.
Yeah, Haley, every year it is on Valentine's Day for a reason. And there's statistics and all that about it. But that's how I always remember it's on Valentine's Day, and, you know, wearing red. And, we talked about how powerful it is to see the names of people and hear people call out the names of the relatives that are still missing. And when you say missing, they don't have not found a body or anything. And that's missing to the nth degree.
Right. And, you know, a lot of these cases, when they do, you know, either they're not reported, or when they are reported, it's definitely not a big search if you were to compare it to maybe a non-Native woman or younger person going missing. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. And it's hard to say, but I'll say it. It's like, if you've got blonde hair and blue eyes, you'll be on national TV for weeks and weeks and weeks. And
you wouldn't leave the TV. You'd probably be on all year until they found you or
body. Right. And, you know, it's a lot of times it's the boyfriend, and it's just like, I don't know, it warms the heart of people that it didn't happen to them, but to be on so much. But I just, I really, you know, BIPOC people don't get the time of day nationally. And so I think that's, I believe, you know, I know that this is a very important day, and bringing this up as much as possible is a good thing. And so that's why we talk about it here. That's why we have guests on. I know, can you remember, now this is kind of a trick question, Rory does tonight is doing silk screening with scarves and t-shirts. Do you remember where that was? Was that at the women's Native American Women's Center in Minneapolis?
Yeah, or here. I think I just found it, actually. So when is this? This will be happening today with Rory Wake 'Em Up.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, I'm just trying to look at the time here. It's it goes from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So you still have a couple hours to get out here. It is happening at the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center in Minneapolis. And, you know, bring some scarves, a T-shirt. If you don't have anything red, go check out the Goodwill.
Right. They'll have scarves and t-shirts there for you too. And then they silk screen them up and then hand them out the next day. And, I have a scarf back here from years past. It's not, I should be facing the other way, but, and it says, justice for murder and missing and murdered indigenous, relatives.
Yeah.
And then it has a silhouette of a Native American, similar to the silhouette that they use on, the, state, logo for missing and murdered indigenous women, the profile shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, dress warm. It's only going to get up to 40 tomorrow, but it's going to be great to see our relatives. And it's a time of gathering. It's a time of remembrance, and it's a time to be in community. And it's a very somber time. And it's amazing when you see the pictures of these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people marching for their relatives, and to be a part of that. So I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. Last year, it was icy, and there was snow and ice underneath the snow, and it was raining. So this year it's going to be a lot better.
Well, that I am looking forward to. Do you have any, how long is the march? How long are we walking for?
Oh, you know, that's a really good question, but it's 10 blocks or so. It's not a long one. That's a really good question. And again, yeah, last year it was a little different because, I was blinded by rain and just making it through. So some, and then there's other years too that it snowed. And then, you know, we're going to have young ones there. Some schools are going to be coming with the busloads for this important event over the city. I know Minneapolis schools brings students there. And I think over the years when I was teaching in St. Paul, we brought students over too for this important event. And to be in community and to recognize that, you know, we're still here and we have a right to be here and we have a right to be treated like everybody else. Haley is an important, I want to stay away from the word celebration, but it is a gathering of people in a good way.
Yeah. I think hopefully we can bring some more support and healing to these families who are still missing or have lost a loved one.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about too, to acknowledge them. I mean, and acknowledge the fact that, as we kind of talked about earlier, we get bombarded by blue-eyed, blonde-haired women on TV, where this is a daily thing for us, and we don't get any press or publicity. So that's why it's important job that you do and I do and our guests that come on and talk about these serious issues.
Right, exactly. And we just have a minute left here, but I want to throw out just one statistic quickly, if I may. Murder is the third leading cause of death for Indigenous women, and that is actually 10 times higher than any other ethnicity.
Yeah, that's a good one to end. You know, hey, if you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
On Wednesday, the empowering duo behind Educators Amplify join us again to talk shop.
schools.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin.